Victorian conservatories were a symbol of luxury and the pride of wealthy landowners who competed to create the most impressive botanical glasshouses adjacent to their country houses. These imposing glass structures housed tender, exotic plants. In winter, they provided a serene space for ladies of leisure to connect with nature and dabble in gardening. In summer, they transformed into vibrant jungle ballrooms, hosting afternoon tea parties and even serving as venues for romantic encounters and marriage proposals. The high tax on glass was abolished in Britain in 1845, paving the way for a new era of conservatories. The advent of sheet glass manufacturing and cast iron construction brought these once exclusive structures within the reach of the aspiring middle classes. These technological advances were showcased at the Crystal Palace in London, the venue for the 1851 Great Exhibition. Minton's new majolica ware made its debut at this global event. Their vibrantly coloured pottery was inspired by the 16th century French potter Bernard Palissy, and Victorian tributes to his realistic modelling techniques can be seen on the wall of the gallery. Minton employed the finest sculptors to create their monumental majolica wares and brought the renowned sculptor Ernest Carrier Berlioz from France to create masterpieces such as the Mermaid Jardiniere in the centre of this wall. The stunning design was showcased at several world's fairs in the late 19th century to demonstrate Minton's artistic talents. This jardiniere was formerly owned by the Warner Brothers and it was featured in their 1982 movie Annie. It was the centrepiece on the dining room table in the home of billionaire Oliver Daddy Warbucks as a symbol of his affluence. Several British potteries specialised in producing garden seats, tables and jardiniers for the Victorian Conservatory, including George Jones and Royal Doulton. More recently, the Moorcroft Pottery in Stoke-on-Trent has created tiled tabletops for garden decor, as in the centre of our conservatory.